Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Time to get good on barbecue. Low and slow is tried and true.
All right. Good morning once again. Dave Plyer in for Bob Surratt on 720 WGN. So Labor Day is the third biggest grilling day of the summer. The last official day of summer is just 3 weeks away. I'm not saying, Kevin, I don't go by the whole Labor Day's summer's over. We got a few weeks left.
We've been friends for too long, Dave. You should not be putting that grill away.
No, absolutely not. But we're going to talk tailgating because Bears game's next week and some new things that Weber Grill has coming out with Weber Grill's ambassador, and that's Kevin Coleman. What's going on, buddy?
Nothing. Just enjoying this beautiful Labor Day, hanging out with my great friend. We seem to do this every year
The
last, I don't know how many, so we really can't start off tailgate season and football season without sitting down talking with you.
And he's got his Bears gear on, and I asked you, what time do you arrive in the lot? And you said 8 a.m.
I mean, we try to drive down 7:30, we get situated, and then lots usually open four hours before the game, and then it's just an endless meat cooler of fun until kickoff, and just dominate Tennessee next weekend.
Well, and there's a lot of prep work that you do going into it. I mean, don't come sloppy. Bring the right, like, you compartmentalize things. Share like kind of your process.
It's a fine-tuned machine. I think the fun part about it is planning it out to where the last things that you're serving are the first things that go in your cooler. So that way you're not searching through trying to figure out where everything is. We'll actually do, I think we're going to have like 30 to 40 people in the south lot. And so we'll have three or four different grills going, but I'll smoke brisket. I'll do some pulled pork. We'll do a lot of cooking at home, keep it in a cooler so it's nice and hot by the time we get out here. And then we'll have a sausage bar, most likely. We'll have some wings. We'll probably do two or three different types of wings. And then I think we're going to have some beef ribs. So it should be a pretty fun tailgate. I mean, it's going to be 73 next weekend, so it's ideal conditions.
It is. But you, as I said, you whatever you're using last is in the bottom of the cooler. You really pack it even that way so that you are making it as seamless as possible so you can get to the grill, have a cocktail, and enjoy the company that you have.
Yeah, I think the fun part is, especially when you look at like grilling space and how much actual space you need for that many people, we're going to be cooking on a slate. We're also going to have a Weber Traveler out there, and so the nice thing is these are fantastic grills that you can warm stuff up quickly, cook things quickly. They don't take up a lot of room, and they're easy to transport. And so that's one thing that, you know, I love about Weber products just in general, is we spend so much time looking at how much we need to the accessibility, the ease of use of these things, and ultimately the performance. And so you'll see when you get out to a tailgate deck how many Webers are out there, and that just speaks to the volumes of the time we put in to create some of the best products out there.
The slate is new this year, and it's super cool. I've seen it. I've eaten off of it. So tell us, folks, about this new grill and the idea behind it all.
I mean, the thing I love about Weber is we're just constantly chasing excellence, right? And so we came out with a flat top last year. We came out with slate this year, which is a preseason rust-resistant griddle surface. So you don't have to do any of the curing. You don't have to get it seasoned. It's ready to go straight out of the box. Comes in the 3-burner, 4-burner. Huge capacity on there. And the thing I love about that is people love watching others cook, right? I do. And so sometimes when you're sitting there on this grill, the interaction is fantastic. The tools that go associated with it are fantastic. Has table space. Yeah. So when you're cooking for a lot of people, you don't have to worry about where you're going to be placing things. And so we really tried to look at how to make the griddle world better, and just totally blew it out of the water. And so that's where, like, this with the rust resistant surface, that's the first you're ever going to see on the market. And so it's awesome.
You know, it's funny, you were doing breakfast on the grill long before the griddle. That's kind of how you start your tailgating in the morning, right? Like, what do you think?
Yeah, we build up. So we start with breakfast sandwiches in the morning. And so what's great about the griddle, and you can, the cool thing is we have the slate now. You also have griddle inserts for your grill, so you can bring those out too. And so we'll throw eggs, we'll throw bacon, we'll throw sausage, we got our peppers and onions going, build burritos, or we do some crunch wraps, which are awesome, or we just have traditional breakfast sandwiches. So it's awesome that you take a big tortilla, you drop your eggs, your peppers, your sausage, you put a tostada down, you take another small tortilla, put over the top, you fold it over, get it on the griddle, warm it up, and it is nice. Right. The texture, the flavor is off the charts.
So that's 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock in the morning. By the time you're at 10:30, 11 o'clock, what's on the grill?
10:30, 11 o'clock, we're getting close to the sausage bar.
Yeah.
We've also probably had some type of brisket or pulled pork inside of there. Once 11 hits, like, we start to close it down, because usually getting into these games is
it's literally a bear.
It is a bear, right? And so opening day, we'll probably be heading in around 11:30, just because we want to make sure we see kickoff. But you try to progress throughout the day. You also, for us to make food for that many people, we want quick hitters. We want people to be able to come in, get something small, take a bite, have a couple bites, go back, have their cocktail, have their fun, and then come back. And so if we can keep it moving like that, everyone else has a fantastic time. And it actually makes it easier for us, because I know the schedule, so when things are supposed to be coming out. And for other people, we just did this for the offensive line this summer, I like to build the menus. I don't like just a huge buffet. I want to build throughout the day, so that way people are grazing, interacting, they're having fun.
And looking forward to what's next.
Absolutely. That's a great point. Always looking forward to what's next.
I like that. And the traveler is really a critical grill to have with you. I mean, you bring everything, because you've got the van, you got all that with you, but the traveler is so easy, obviously, called that for a reason.
Well, it's what's fantastic about that is it has a porcelain enamel cast iron grate, holds heat extremely well, has a ton of power, so you can sear high, cook low at 300 degrees. What's cool is it, with just one pull of a button, the grill will collapse down itself into about maybe 2 feet off the ground. So that's when it comes to transporting it, it's so easy, but then it goes up to about 4 feet. And so it's a fantastic grill for this type of environment, because you could have one or two of these things. They don't take up a ton of room, and you got enough firepower to cook for the whole parking lot.
I have a texter asking what a sausage bar is. So toppings, right?
We like to do a couple different things. We're actually, there's a really cool guy out of Indiana that's doing custom sausages. So we've got an Italian beef and sausage we're doing. We got two from Southside Meat Market and Barbecue in Texas. And then we might be running Lily's Q, their pimento cheese. So we like to do four or five different types and give people the option to take a bite, take another bite, and really kind of open up their minds to the world of sauce.
Different.
Just not traditional bratwurst, but we like to take it up a notch.
The Traveler comes in different colors, right?
Comes in different colors, which is awesome. It's black, red, blue, I believe, possibly green, which is really cool if you can match it up to some of your team colors, which is and the colors are pop. The red looks fantastic. The blue looks awesome, obviously, for the Bears. And so extremely versatile grill. But the thing I love about that, too, is we have a smoke fire. Or we have sear wood at home, right? And so brand new pellet grill that we just came out with absolutely crushes food. But I smoke wings on that. And then I'll take them and put them on the Traveler to crisp them up at the end, and it's absolutely fantastic. And so that's what I also love about the Traveler. It's a great grill to have on the side just to do those quick, hot, and fast meals without having to have another huge capacity grill.
Yeah, the blue, the black, the red. And I'll tell you what we're going to do is Kevin's been kind enough to he's going to give away a Traveler to one of our listeners. And you have to answer a trivia question first. And you can pick blue, red, black, and which is a great grill, especially for tailgating season. I get a bunch of texters coming in. Love my Traveler. So what event launched America's barbecue craze? A, the Great Depression. B, the rise of the skyscraper. C, victory in World War II. D, the moon landing. And Bill from Wakanda, he has the answer. Bill, good morning to you. Welcome to WGN. What is the answer?
The answer is C, victory in World War II.
Yes, it was victory in World War II. What are you getting, a black, a red one, a blue one? What are you getting, Bill?
Chicago Bears blue.
Okay, all right. That sounds great. All right, that sounds awesome. Thanks, Bill. The expansion of the suburbs in the post-war boom years fueled the rise of the backyard cookout as an American tradition. Late 1940s, most cookouts featured open grills, the most basic kind of grill, which is the least efficient, least predictable. So it was World War II. There you go.
Which is fantastic, because George Stephen, the founder of Weber, was in World War II, came back, and that was part of the craze, is he wanted a better grill. And so actually the Weber Brothers Metal Group made buoys for Lake Michigan.
They did, yeah.
And that's how the whole craze.
It's a buoy.
It's a buoy with a put the charcoal in there, put the lid on, didn't have any air, couldn't keep the heat, popped a couple holes, and started a backyard revolution.
My suggestion is today, don't go on Lake Michigan to grab a buoy and build your own grill, especially today. It's a crappy day on the lake. All right, so meat combinations. If you're doing burgers on the grill, I mean, you do some chuck, you do some brisket, you do some bacon. You know, give us the rationale behind all that.
Yeah, I think when we talk barbecue, there's like the four pillars that I like to discuss is give me really good meat, really good seasoning, a really good methodology, and give me a really good grill. And so you can get better by looking at those segments. And so when I look at, I want 80-20 chuck, if I can get brisket ground in there from a butcher, that's fantastic. One of the butchers we go to will ground brisket and bacon together, so we'll have almost like a 80-20, 75-25 mixture, which is a ton of flavor. I do love putting bacon inside the patty and mixing it up. I don't put a ton of seasoning inside the burger because most of that's going to cause it at times to fall apart. What I do want is seasoning on the outside, so when that hits the cooking grate, it's going to start to caramelize and give it much more flavor. So, and it's just like with burgers, you got, give me your meat, you want to put a thumbprint right down the center so you don't have them completely, all the moisture going into the center of it and causing it to be a meatball. About 4.5 minutes per side at 450 degrees, not much looking, cheese goes on 1 minute before it comes off, and boom, you are living large.
And keep the grill closed because
looking ain't cooking, right? Well, that's the cool thing about cover cooking, and George figured that out, where you have all that flavor and that particulate running on the inside of the grill that starts to fall back onto your burger, which gives it, or your steak, it gives it more flavor. And so that's a key to also cooking things more efficiently, is when the lid is closed, all that heat and energy can get onto the burger, get it on and off faster, and so it's more moist, more flavorful.
Love Weber products. This is 708. Still have my Smoky Joe I bought from Kmart in 1978.
Oh my gosh, between Kmart and Venture, I mean, but that's the thing you love about Weber's is they last forever, right? That's true. It's a piece of your family. So every time, like our backyard, we have 40 some grills.
I know.
And it's like, can we just get rid of a grill? And I'm like, but that's kind of like a kid. I don't want to get rid of it.
I love that. I love the classic grills that are on display. But even in the restaurants, they have those classic grills from the 70s, 60s, 80s out there, which are very, very cool. Barbecue sauce. And my girlfriend asked me this question, what do you like for barbecue? Now I know you like a dry rub, but what about for sauces?
So we're a half and half, right? It's kind of like ketchup on a hot dog, mustard. Like we're a half and half family. Some people love the dry rub.
Yeah.
Some people love sauce.
Yes.
I'm a big fan of sauce, but I'm not huge in the wanting to build mine. I think there's some great sauces out there that you can store by. And then I love to doctor. And so we like it a little bit hotter. So there's simple barbecue sauce that you like, but I'll put a little bit of honey in there or hot honey in there, a little bit of cayenne pepper, a little bit of apple juice. And so when you can mix all that stuff together, it gives you a good base. But then you can formulate it yourself, because if you're going to have to build a whole sauce, it does take a lot of time and energy. And sometimes it's easier, especially with how much we travel, to be able to go into a store, buy those extra additives that we can put in there and absolutely crush the sauce.
It's also corn on the cob season. Obviously, it's everywhere. Like throwing corn on the grill, what do you suggest for that?
Couple different ways to do that. I like soaking it in cold water with a tablespoon or two of sugar, and then sugar. Okay. Absolutely. Just sweeten it up a little bit. It also helps it caramelize a little bit on the grill. So I'll pull back the husk, take the silk off, drop it back on, roast it for about 30 minutes, and then I'll pull that husk back and get a nice caramelization to it. We actually started playing with this cold elotes corn salad where we grill the corn, take it off the husk, about a cup of sour cream, cup of mayo, some adobo sauce, a little bit of cilantro, lime and salt, and a little bit of red onion, and it is phenomenal.
Wow. Yeah, it sounds
phenomenal.
Fabulous.
So corn is such a fun thing to do. It's sweet, has a ton of flavor, and who doesn't love a little bit of corn as some butter?
I mean, and desserts on the grill. I mean, you know, brown bag apple pies, s'mores. Give me your favorite dessert recipe for the grill.
Yeah, I'm a simplistic guy. Like, I'm a meat guy, so like we spend a fair amount of time with dessert. I love the banana boats. Like, started way back probably 40, 50 years ago with the Girl Scouts of America. And so you take your banana, you slice it down the center, open it up a little bit. You have chocolate chips, you have blueberries, raspberries, blackberries, caramel, whatever you want to put on there. The fun thing is, and we've talked about it, I got such a huge family and everybody has a big personality and a mouth.
Yep.
And so they love when I'm a short order cook. And so to have all those ingredients and have them be able to pick what they like is ideal for me.
Lovely. All right. And then, you know, we talked about grilling is year-round. Like, some people do shut down their grill. I never shut it down. So I know we talk about in the spring about maintaining the grill, cleaning it up for the season. But how often should you actually do some maintenance on the grill, especially as you get into the winter months?
Yeah, like every 3 months if you're a person that grills a lot. Every 3 months, take the grates out. If you have a gas grill, take the flavorizer bars. Get all the schmutz out. If you have a charcoal grill, do the same thing, because it does affect performance. And now you're getting into tailgate season, which a lot of people are cooking and doing their backyard tailgates at home. And so to be able to take that out and do that is fantastic. You can always go to Weber.com for the accessories you need. If you need a new cooking grate, you can always go to your local A's, because they carry all the parts there. And so this is where, like, you're halfway through the year almost. It's time to maybe now
clean
take
it,
get a clean up, especially with it being cold outside, because that will affect the performance. And so the cleaner that grill is, the faster the air moves around, the better performance.
Love it. All right. Kevin Coleman, Weber Grill, Weber.com for more information. Thank you. Enjoy the day. I might see you at the Bears game next weekend. You're convincing me. You're pulling me in.
I hope so.
Thanks, brother. Dave. Appreciate it.